the Valentine present. That flight will begin on the 14th of February. It's a fifth flight to Dallas through American Eagle. It will be a Canadair CRJ, basically the same type of aircraft we have now. The schedule is not firm yet. As I've told a lot of other people, the flexibility it's going to provide, I think, will certainly reduce a lot of the layover time for people that are connecting to outbound flights from DFW, and certainly returning home would decrease their amount of layover time in DFW.
Seems like this is also a reflection of the air traffic coming in and out of Easterwood related to the SEC.
With the spring, with baseball and basketball and soccer and the athletics alone, it's increased the amount of travel, the commercial travel out of Easterwood.
And we talk about Atlanta every time we have a conversation about flights coming in and out, and I'm sure that effort continues.
Oh, yes, sir, it does. It's very difficult in this economy. I've certainly talked to numerous airlines about trying to create service to Atlanta. To leverage a new airline to provide that flight from Easterwood to Atlanta is a very expensive proposition. And like I said, in this economy, that's tough for the airlines. They're very limited on the amount of aircraft they have available. Obviously, Delta is the airline that has the most flights in and out of Atlanta. That's their hub. Delta, for an example, they are retiring all their 50-passenger RJs, which is quite a large number. And as a result, they're cutting back instead of adding new service to different airports. But that doesn't mean we haven't stopped working. And again, it's all basic economics. It's supply and demand. And I think once one of the airlines realizes what a economic improvement that would be for them to provide that service, I think you'll see them hopefully in the near future reconsidering and considering starting the service out of Easterwood. And to leverage that, like I said, is normally subsidies and things that you would have to provide them in order to start that new service. And that's why it could be an expensive proposition, not only for the airline, but certainly for Easterwood Airport to have to try to provide that subsidy to get them started.
Is that subsidy issue something that's going to have to be dealt with on the federal level?
No, it's at the local level. It's to defray the cost of their operation here. For an example, we actually subsidize the two airlines that we have from actually their cost of what it would cost to operate out here. The airport helps subsidize what they would actually have to be paying here. They're not paying the full amount that you would expect them to be paying, and the airport provides that extra supplement and a subsidy.
It'll be an A&M administration or system administration decision?
Yes, sir, absolutely. Before we could enter into any type of agreement, it would have to be approved all the way up through the system.
You couldn't have planned out any better the additional service by American Eagle starting on Valentine's Day.
We're just happy it's happening. That we're adding that service, I think, like I said, provides that flexibility that we haven't had in the past. It's been a slow process from the standpoint of going from the turboprops to the jets. Of course, the jets are bigger aircraft. They're faster, but we didn't have as many flights. But now as the employments are increasing, we get more flights, which, again, lays itself to providing better flexibility for passengers coming and going.
And I'm guessing you're getting some positive feedback since the switch to jets?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's that's one of the reasons we invested a few years ago to put the jetways in, because that's part of the incentives that I was referring to. That it now allows them to operate in and out of here much more effectively and faster than having to use air stairs and to have people walk across the ramp. They now can dock at the jetways and load and unload much quicker than what they have in the past. So it's just a maturing process that as we grow larger and the communities grow larger, the demand for air service has increased. And like I said, it's basic economics. They will provide for the service if it's economically feasible.
The only other thing I can think of would be in respect of holiday travel here over the next few weeks. Are there any tips that we need to relay to those who are using Easterwood here in the next few weeks to make their experience better?
Well, I think it's something that people have to understand that they need to be at the airport a minimum an hour prior to the flight. Because we are a small commercial non-hub airport, the people that are operating the airlines have to run the ticket counter, check the baggage, and then go load the airplane. So what's happening now is 30 minutes prior to the flight, they actually close down the ticket counter. So if you're not here prior to 30 minutes, you're probably not going to make the flight. So we're telling everybody to be here at least an hour prior, especially during the holidays when the flights are pretty full.
Have I missed anything?
No, sir. I appreciate the call. And
well,
you just might want to tell people that we're getting everything up and ready to be able to track Santa when he comes in for his annual delivery of presents. So we're anxiously looking forward to being able to track him through the skies.
Sounds like Santa made that early Christmas present delivery, even though it starts Valentine's Day.
He did, and we certainly had that on our wish list, and we're pleased that Santa's going to be good to us this year.